Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
No, I mean, he's fighting to play for sure, but ultimately it's just, you know, going through the process and kind of seeing where he's at, and then he's got to prove it.
That is Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talking about his wide receiver Christian Watson, who will hit the practice field today for the Packers. He's been dealing with chest and shoulder injuries. As we welcome you back to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, Clay Harbor in for Layla Rahimi today. And don't have to remind you, but I will, what Christian Watson did to the Bears a couple weeks ago in the 28-21 loss. Watson, that 23-yard catch in the first quarter, touchdown that made it ultimately 7-0. He ended up somehow, and this is what we were talking about earlier, you can make adjustments on this. He probably should not have been one-on-one with Kevin Byard at that time. Watson also was the one to catch that slant pass.
Gone.
And yeah, the Bears were bringing the house, and you had CJ GJ in a bad place. I don't know how. I mean, Kyler Gordon may have made that play, but I don't even know if he would have. But a 41-yard touchdown there. So that is big to add to a very big list, or not huge list, but all consequential injuries. First with the Packers, we know about Micah Parsons with the torn ACL. We just mentioned Christian Watson and their right tackle. I don't even know. I haven't heard much about Zach Tom, their right tackle, who might be their best offensive lineman. He suffered a knee injury in the second quarter against Denver. And then on the Bears side, we know Roma Dunze is not going to play, and who knows if he'll play for the rest of the year. Luther Burden is the big one, though, that we are looking at due to his ankle injury. But these are huge. And Clay, I'll start with you on this one. Where do you think the biggest consequences lie with these injuries beyond Micah Parsons, which we will get into as well, obviously?
I think you got to go with Christian Watson. He has really become Jordan Love's favorite target since Tucker Kraft has went down, and he's come back and he's been fully healthy before this. I mean, the week before they played Chicago, he had 4 for 80 and a touchdown against the Lions. You know, the previous week against the Vikings, 4 for 50. Then against the Giants, 4 for 50 and 2 touchdowns. This guy's been coming on strong. He is Jordan Love's go-to guy. He stretches the defense, and you have to be aware, cognizant of every coverage you call when you have them. And we know Dennis Allen likes to use some man-to-man coverage, but with a guy like Kyler Gordon out, you can't really do that as much. I know Jalen Johnson's coming back. How healthy is he? We don't know. But that is a guy that will really change your game plan. You can do a lot of things. You can pressure more. You can run more man if Christian Watson isn't in the game. So for me, I would say he is the guy that would make the biggest difference. I know Zach Tom's a big deal, but his replacement stepped in and played solid last week, even though the Denver Broncos pressured Jordan Love in over 50% of his dropbacks last week, the most of any team this year.
Give me those slot numbers again, Clay, from the Packers matchup.
Jordan Love went 7 for 7 with 2 touchdowns and 150 yards from the slot.
So they have some questions to be answered when you talk about the slot corner, the nickel. And I'm with you on the Christian Watson to a degree, but also I think one of the places where the Bears can be really advantageous in this game is someone that you've talked about before, which is Evan Williams.
Oh, yeah.
How big of an impact will it be if Evan Williams doesn't play in this game?
Oh, it's huge. Evan Williams is one of the best safeties in the National Football League. He is really good against the run. He's good against the pass, too, but really good against the run. He gets down in the box. He's like having another linebacker there. ESPN has a stat, run stops, which means for 1 yard or no gain or behind the line of scrimmage. He is third among all safeties in run stops. He is a guy that gets really nosy, and that's why you didn't see the Bears have any explosive runs, because every time it got to that second, third level, Evan Williams was there to make a stop, and he's a guy that creeps down. He knows the angle that a wide receiver has to come to crack block him, to get to these blocks. So you might have to start allotting a tight end to block him instead of maybe a double team with the tackle. You might have to start doing different things if Evan Williams is playing. But he's a guy that is a difference maker in the backfield. If I'm a tight end and I'm watching film of this game, I guarantee you the offensive coordinator is saying, okay, we got to have a plan to make sure that we get a hat on Evan Williams. We can't let this guy come down in the box and stop our run game.
Let's talk about the big guy now. Let's talk about Micah Parsons. I mean, we all understand the impact that this man has made this year and in his career. Caleb Williams discussed the idea of playing the Packers without Micah Parsons.
I've been able to play them without Parsons before, and then obviously been able to play 2 weeks ago with going against Parsons. And so I think it's going to be a fun challenge for us. I think it's something that we'll have to go into the game. Obviously, they have their their defense and how they run and their their system and things like that. And you can't forget they have other good pass rushers other than Parsons. But I think. We'll go into the week and, we'll prepare, how we normally prepare, and have our stuff. And then, when you get into a game, you obviously have to adjust for, whatever they do. And so, that's the fun part about playing quarterback. That's the fun part, about playing, football, is that, you get into these games and you have an idea of, maybe what they might do or, how they might play. And then you get into the game and then you just have to adjust. And so, it's us going out there, trying to make plays and trying to make more plays than them. Have less negative plays than them, and then adjusting faster than them, and it gives us a great shot to go win the game.
Caleb Williams right there. Yeah, Rashawn Gary, not too shabby at getting to the quarterback. I think last I saw his stats, he was around 8 sacks for the season.
7.5. Yep.
7.5 right now, so he's always been good. He's just a good player. But we were talking about this backstage while we were in our pre-show meeting, and Clay, how different will it be for the Bears without Micah Parsons? Even though he didn't have a sack, the impact was still real in the Bears' loss to the Packers at Lambeau.
So you guys are talking about Rashawn Gary. Yeah, he has 7.5 sacks, but you look at his last 7 games. He has 0 sacks and 0 TFLs.
Wow.
He is a guy that has not been stepping up or making plays, even when the attention is focused on Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is the most chipped and double-team edge defender in the National Football League. He leads the National Football League
even ahead
in quarterback pressures. Ahead of Garrett.
Wow.
Garrett was number 2.
Okay.
Micah Parsons, number 1.
Wow.
So the Packers' sack rate with Micah Parsons on the field is 7.2, according to ESPN Analytics. When he's not on the field, it's 3.7. It's almost double when he's on the field, and 3.7 would be 31st in the NFL when he's not on the field. So he makes a huge difference. The thing about this Packers team, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, the guys they have some decent pass rushers. These guys are more pocket collapsers, right? When you're playing a guy like Caleb Williams, you need that athletic freak athlete, the guy that's actually faster than Caleb Williams, Micah Parsons, to chase him down, to get in his face. I'm not worried as much about Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness. Edrin Cooper is their best pass rusher, but he's a linebacker. You want him in space too. Will they make up a couple of different personnel groupings to put him as a pass rusher? Probably, with Micah Parsons out. But I think it changes this game drastically, just because the pass rushers that they have are the pocket collapsers, the power rushers. They're not the guys that really scare you because they're not as athletic as Caleb Williams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I look at Rashawn Gary and understand he is a threat, but when you don't have to worry about Micah Parsons, now you can focus more on him as the potential game breaker, if you will, on this defensive line. Clay, are you looking at this as a situation where Dennis Allen can kind of not breathe a sigh of relief, but at least take a moment to understand, okay, the threat is not as imminent as it was if Micah Parsons is out there? Still got issues, but you feel like you can address those issues in a more timely manner.
You're saying if Micah Parsons isn't playing.
Yeah, I said Dennis Allen. I said Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Absolutely. So we're coming into game plan, right? And you got your game plan week. You obviously get your scouting report on who you're playing against. You know it. This is a division team you played against them a couple weeks ago. Your whole game plan is predicated towards stopping this guy. We got to have this chip on him. This guy is going to line up anywhere, not just the tackles. He's going to line up on the guards, the centers. Everybody on the team has to focus on him, make sure you know where he is on these situations. When it comes to third and 10 in these obvious passing situations, you're not going to be able to get as many receivers out because you know if you leave this guy one-on-one and he knows it's a pass rush situation, he is probably going to get to your quarterback. So now you can change that. You can get more players downfield, which increases your options of finding someone open. It's a huge advantage, and I know some people are like, well, the Packers, they are good without him. Maybe these guys, other guys are going to step up. I don't care. If I'm playing the Dallas Cowboys back in the day when I'm in the Eagles, and DeMarcus wears out, man, that's a different game for me.
Party time.
It's party time. I know I'm not chipping all day. I know I'm not worried about double-teaming with our tackle. I might have a pass on the list, man. I might not just be blocking all game long. So that's huge. It's huge for them. J.J. Watt's out for the Texans when I'm playing with the Jaguars. Man, I am getting down on the knee and thanking the good Lord that that J.J. Watt is out for this week because I know my game is going to be a lot better, a lot more fun, and it's not just predicated on this one guy. You always have to have four hands on J.J. Watt. Now you're going to get to really expand this offense and do a lot of different things and attack the weak points that maybe Micah Parsons was covering up because this defensive backfield, other than the safeties, is cornerbacks. They're not that good.
One other injury to discuss, and maybe even more important than Roma Dunze, frankly, is Luther Burden for the Bears. He has an ankle injury. We'll find out later today what the deal is with him. He's coming off a game where he had six catches for 84 yards. More importantly, that man played very well against the Green Bay Packers in the loss. Four catches for 67 yards. Obviously, the quantity wasn't there, but the quality of every one of those catches was a big-time play. I have loved the development of this guy. Like, we went from, where's Luther Burden? We need more Luther Burden, to Ben Johnson doing his thing, where he's like, don't worry about it. Didn't actually say that, but there's a lot of that.
It's
don't
coming.
Worry about it. I got this. And now Luther Burden is thriving and becoming important, and he might someday become, like, so good with the run after the catch. He runs with a ferocity that I have not seen from a Bears receiver in a long time.
More cowbell.
No, more cowbell.
More cowbell.
I gotta
Luther
have
Burden.
It.
Yes. Luther Burden is one of the best receivers that I've seen in a while in just transitioning. And this is more of a skill that can't be learned. It's just something you can either do or you don't. Some guys, they have to catch the ball, secure it, then they run. Burden's a guy that catches it, tucks it, and runs at the same time.
So let's go. We don't have time.
Spin move.
Gotta go.
Down the field. Really good route runner. Crisp, explosive, everything we thought. He's the Bears' leading receiver since week 10. The last 2 weeks, he's had 10 catches for 151 yards. So something that I found interesting, you look at DJ Moore and Luther Burden compared to Rome. DJ Moore and Luther Burden have a 117 and a 115 pass rating when targeted. Rome Odunze has an 84 pass rating when targeted. For whatever reason, I know the last couple weeks Rome's been hurt, so you got to throw those out.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, better things happen, tend to happen when you throw the ball to DJ and Luther. And they're a little bit better after the catch. I think Luther Burden, and I said this on the Big Pro Football Show, I think this guy will be a Pro Bowl receiver within 3 years. That's how talented he is, how good he is after the catch. He's like a running back with the ball in his hands and in his vision.
I'll one-up you. I think he'll be a Pro Bowl receiver next year.
Wow. Mm. I like where we're going with this. I do. Marshall Harris, that man right there, coined a sick phrase yesterday. Can you get your get back? We are what?
I didn't coin the phrase. It's like matcha. You're just behind.
Oh, that's
I've never heard that phrase. I thought you made that one up yourself too, Marshall.
Yeah, I did. Can you get your get like that's a thing? Is that a song?
Can you get your get back?
It's like get your freak on?
No,
is it like
it's
that?
Not saying that. I need you to stop saying get your freak on. Oh my god. See, this side goes off the rails.
I'm glad you
Missy Elliott.
Appreciate the stylings of Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Buterbaugh. Farrengol, if you don't play that Missy Misdemeanor coming back, it's over for you.
Oh, baby T's planet coming out.
Baby T thinks Katy Perry introduced Missy to the world at the Super Bowl. That's how old Baby T is.
Oh my God. I can't believe what's going on here, and that is that I just tried to give credit to Marshall Harris.
Get your get back. Can the Bears get their get back, Marshall Harris, in this game this week?
We will discuss that next on Raheemy Harris and Grody with Clay Harbor in for Layla Raheemy today on The Score.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.